Welcome to Keeping It Real, where we feature entrepreneurs who are passionate about their business and have participated in our guest blog, shareyourstories.online. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Carol McLean, who is a neurotransformational coach, a visionary, and a human potential activist. She's also the executive director of Shift Happens. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here with you.
What a thrill, Carol, to have the opportunity to meet you and to talk about your story in our guest blog. So I know that your entire business is really concentrating on youth and being able to elevate and empower them to break outside of their comfort zone. So tell us a little bit about some of the work that you do.
So we do workshops and one-on-one coaching with youth from high-priority neighborhoods, some youth that are in conflict with the law, and some youth that are just struggling to understand where they want to go in life, understand themselves, and be seen and heard. That's the most important thing, is to be able to see and acknowledge their existence. Sometimes we forget about them and we think that they don't have wisdom, which I have found out to the contrary. When you slow down and listen to these youth, they are wiser sometimes than me. I learned from them.
Yeah, sometimes beyond their years, yeah. Right? So tell us a little bit about your light bulb moment, because I think your light bulb moment when I was reading your story was really kind of, wow, that's pretty profound. So, and you were listening to a coach talk about their business. So tell us, share with our listening and visual audience a little bit about that light bulb moment.
So I was sitting in a workshop delivered by two of the founders of the Coactive Training Institute. And I was almost falling asleep because I had learned what I needed to come there for. And I was, nodding off. It was late in the afternoon and I've eaten. And then I heard one of the founders talk about when she brought coaching into San Quentin Prison. And it was like I got the 2x4 hit on the head, like, wake up, pay attention. And just that conversation stuck with me, and I decided to follow that thread. What is it like to hold people that society has thrown away, locked up, and to see them as no longer useful and less than? And the results at San Quentin were pretty profound, and their project was short-lived, and so I decided to follow that thread.
So tell us, how do you become a neurotransformational coach? I tell you, I was practicing how to say that so that I wouldn't mess it up this afternoon. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I loved the idea about coaching, and I saw the impact it had, and then I wondered why. And so there's an organization called Be Above Leadership that offer training in coaching and neuroscience. So I signed up for their course, and I was so intrigued. I signed up for their certification program, and then I followed up with Train the Trainer because I didn't have enough. I now lead some of their trainings for them, and I find it's fascinating because it helps us understand, it helps me understand, and the youth that I work with, what's going on in their brain. And once they understand that, they can make better decisions, they can maybe calm their fight, flight, or freeze response, and also just know that there is hope, their brain is growing, and there's many, many tools that they offer through Be Above Leadership, through the neuroscience, that I find are extremely effective for youth and for my adult coaching clients as well.
So tell me, let's do a little role play. So I'm having some issues with my fight or flight syndrome, and I'm really struggling. And you mentioned that there are some sort of easy to adapt skills and tools that I may be able to use to try to help myself, maybe calm my mind or become refocused. What would you suggest to me as a client?
Well, the body is a great transmitter. And so getting in touch with your body, getting in touch with the sensations that are going on in your body. Also, Dan Siegel talks about the hand model, which is this is your brain and this is your prefrontal cortex. So this is your smart brain, for lack of a better word, and this is kind of your stupid brain, which is like when you flip your lid, your stupid brain, your fight, flight, or freeze maybe is running the show. So how do you bring that back online? And for young people, their brain is not fully online till they're 25, sometimes older if you've experienced trauma. So what are some of the skills that you can use, which is mindfulness, being in your body rather than in your head that's saying all sorts of stories to you, and just calming yourself down. And we at Shift have a mindfulness tool, which is Shift. It's what are you seeing, hearing, imagining, feeling, and thinking. Dan Siegel calls it SIFT, but we added the F for so it would match for Shift. But it's just calming yourself down and being fully present.
You know, that's really good advice. And I absolutely love the visual that you gave us with the fist, because, you know, sometimes, you know, when I'm working with clients, that visual perspective can be really powerful. And all they might need to do is think about the fist. And I love that you did sort of like flip your hand. And, you know, if you even thought about that visual, you could go, hey, wait a second, I need to just take a step back and maybe take a deep breath and recenter where I am and get, as you say, get more in touch with your body. That's really a wonderful tool that anybody can use, really.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a book called The Body is Your Brain. And I've forgotten the author's name. Her first name is Amanda. And she said 90% of our messages come from our body versus our brain. And we glorify this brain as it's the smartest thing. But if we'd actually listen to our body, it has some innate wisdom.
Yeah, that's very true. Now, one of the things that we get folks to share in our guest blog is their three words of advice. And your three words of advice are ask for help, which I think is really, in today's day and age, so important, because whether we're adults or youth, you know, we're so inhibited and afraid to ask for help. So tell us a little bit about why that was really important for you.
It was really important for me to show my vulnerability and to say, I don't know it all. And there's a part of me that realizes I don't really want to know it all with technology, with legal term. Like, it's, you could take a lifetime or maybe more than one lifetime to know it all. And I think there was a part of me that was resistant to ask for help until I realized that just asking for help, it's a gift for the people that want to give you the help. And you're giving them a gift by allowing them to help you. And also, it's teaching you that, it's teaching me that I don't know everything.
That's so powerful and so important. And I really want to thank you, Carol, for spending some time with us today, because, you know, I will never forget the visual now of that wonderful fist and how, you know, we have the smart brain and the fight or flight syndrome. And I really want to extend my thanks to all of the work that you do within your community, because asking for help is so really important, and that's a very powerful message. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank all of the listening and watching audience for introducing you to Carol McLean and a little bit of insight into the person behind the logo in this edition and Keeping It Real. Thank you very much.